First thing that Cannon said is like, "Where's your face paint at?" I thought you had your face paint on. I'm like, my dude that does my face paint, not here. You know what I'm saying? That's the first thing he said to me, man.
Yeah. Hey, we're live right now, actually.
It's all Jesus. You know, we spontaneous, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, real time. Real time with Tech 9, ladies and gentlemen.
Real time with Tech 9, man. That's the best way to be, bro. You know what I mean? I don't like scripted shit, man.
I got a script here. I'm gonna say it. But
You can be scripted, but I don't. You know, I'm not like like talking to me before we do it. Like, so this one I'm gonna ask you about that. Don't just surprise me with it. And I want to be in my. I don't want to be in my comfort zone all the time, man. I want to be somewhere where it makes me nervous a bit. You know what I mean?
And that's when the real shit comes out. I got you.
Yeah, no fear, man. No fear when you're pure.
Definitely. Well, shit. Everybody who's listening out there, obviously we are on the line with Tech 9. Welcome to another edition of Strange Music Podcast. My name's Jeff Nelson. I hope everyone's having a great day. Today, like we just said, we got Tech 9 here. We're going to talk about Tech 9 Collabo's Strangulation, which is killing it on the charts right now. It's doing pretty good. It's available on iTunes and at Best Buy. And also, if you get that deluxe edition at Best Buy, you get the Strangulation commemorative coin valued at 75 pounds. So if you're smart, I go out there and cop a few of those before the racks clear up. So we're going to be talking about that. We're going to be talking about the Independent Grind Tour 2014, which he's currently on right now. And last but not least, see what we can get out of the general about his next solo album, Special Effects. We can say that now because it's in the booklet. You know what I'm saying? So that's liberating to be able to say that. And if you're out there listening online, you want to talk to Tech, then call 347-994-3066 and press 1, screen your call. And so without further ado, Tech, how are you doing today, man?
I'm kicking it, man. I'm laying in my bed on my tour bus. You know, I have a star coach, so I got like a queen-size bed in this bitch. You know what I'm saying? I'm staring at my big-ass TV that I never turn on. Only time I turn it on is when I'm playing Strangulation. I get dressed for the meet and greet, and I play Strangulation loud as fuck. I try not to play it early, you know what I'm saying, because Chris Calico sleeps at damn near till 2 when we start getting ready, you know what I mean? So usually at like 2:10 or something, I start playing my shit real loud to wake his ass up and let him know that it's time to make the donuts. You know what I'm sizzling? I'm just chilling in my bed right now because it's cold in Duluth, Minnesota, and for some reason we still have the air on, so I'm up under my covers and shit.
Okay. Well, thank you for taking time to join us. You know, one thing that I've always wanted to ask you, which this brings up, you say you bump Strangulation a lot. And I've seen you listening to your own stuff, and it almost seems like you're listening to someone else. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I am, man. I'm listening to that guy within me. You know what I'm saying? It's like the crazy thing about me, man. I think it'll explain a lot of the things that I do on Twitter, how I fight with people and everything. It's like something in me feels normal, but I have an abnormal thought process. You know what I mean? And the crazy thing is I try to do normal things, but being this abnormal guy that everybody knows, you know what I mean? Like, totally abnormal, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, you know, I said it in Pinocchio, like, I just want to be a normal boy. It's just like how I see myself, you know what I mean? And I think that's what's crazy, you know what I mean? I think when I listen to my music, man, it's like I'm listening in awe every day, you know what I'm saying? It's like, when I listen to my verse from American Horror Story, I'm like, man, I put the evil in my heart when the angel go with me and took with a demon bargain. I'm like, damn, man, it's just so fucking dope, man, to me. You know what I mean? It's like how I wanted my rapper to sound. You know what I mean? Like when I was younger, like I want to make this Tech 9 guy like a compilation of everything I've learned throughout the years. You know what I'm saying? From Ice Cube, from Public Enemy, from Led Zeppelin, from The Doors, from, you know, Sugar Hill, Curtis Blow, to you know, DDP and Eric B. and Rakim. I just want to just this explosion, this Metallica, you know, just crazy shit, man. You know, Slipknot, System of a Down, you know, everything. Just I just wanted to make Tech N9ne, Lenny Kravitz, motherfucker, back then, you know, just everything. I wanted it to be everything. And when I listen to me and I hear a song like Make Waves with the rock infused and metal infused music with hip hop, you know, and then I go straight to Fear, you know what I mean? It's like they're totally different, which makes 7 fucking insanely dope, you know what I mean? It's like I'm listening in awe like a fan, like I wrote that shit, you know what I'm saying? It's a crazy creative part of my brain that just pushes the line every time, and I'm so thankful for it, man. And I really, really love that dude, Tech N9ne, man. He saved my life, because usually people that are really smart, man, are stupid, you know what I'm saying? And it's like we resort to war, and I can see it going that way, you know, with, you know, my flag I had on my head at the end of the Strangulation Cipher. You know, it's been sitting on my island in my closet, you know what I'm saying, since I moved in that house, you know what I mean? And it's been sitting there for decoration. And, you know, I flew home that day, you know, on Easter Sunday, Easter 420, and I tried to have, you know, Justin take me to the mall after he picked me up from the airport, you know what I'm saying, to get something to wear for the video. And the malls were closed, duh, you know what I'm saying? So I had to go home, and I'm like, wow, everything in my closet I pretty much wore in a video already, but I had this brand-new Strange Music hoodie that I had in my dirty clothes. And I'm like, you know what? I'm wearing this. And I looked at my flag that's been posted there since I moved in that house 4 years ago, or 3.5 years ago. I don't know how long it's been. And I'm like, you know what, man? It's like the older I get, the more of a chip on my shoulder I got, and the old ideas are coming back as far as my red Dickies and my white Chucks and my red Strain. I'm like, oh, my God, I got to catch myself before I do something fucking insanely stupid while I'm doing something so beautiful, and my kids are happy, and you know, everybody, you know, I just, some people that's just so smart that were stupid, and I do stupid shit, like go to a movie just being me and, you know, another person, you know, and stuff I ain't supposed to do without a security guard, and just feel so invincible, man. But, you know, I think that I'm going to be okay, man, because my brain is really strong, man, and music is the way I get my therapy, man, and thank God for it, because if I didn't have it, I would resort to war, like most intellectual people do.
Yeah, definitely. I think that line at the end of the cipher is very indicative of the crazy thought process, because while you have all this stuff that's going very well for you, you still have these thoughts about gangbanging.
Yeah, man. It's so fucked up, man. It's like we do this music thing to get away from the things that we did as kids, you know what I mean? But it's just so hard to shake some of the things that some of the patterns that you've created, you know what I'm saying, or created by love too, man, you know what I'm saying, like the dudes that I was hanging around, man, my homeboys, you know what I'm saying, the 57th Street Road Dog Villains, I mean, together, you know, or 5-6 Bill, you know what I'm saying, before, you know, and it's like, I love those dudes, man, you know what I'm saying, these are good dudes, man, you know what I'm saying, and it's like, how can you not want to be where they are, you know what I'm saying? Big Scoob was just with me on his birthday, his 19th birthday the other day. He was just with me, on his 24th birthday. I give him that, you know. Big Scoob was just with me in Omaha, Nebraska, man. Him and T-Will, another 5-6 villain, you know what I'm saying? Came down with Maczilla, man, and Nick Cannon came down, you know what I'm saying? And it was just a wonderful, wonderful time on stage, man. I love those dudes. And, you know, that's what happened to us in the 80s. And it's going to be a shadow forever. I'm not one of those guys that's tripping with nobody or, you know what I'm saying, trying to bring negativity my way, some things I can't shake. But like Scooby said, we just, what did he say, something about sitting back and stacking cake, but it don't take much to activate. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to be activated.
Yeah.
I know once we're activated, you know what I'm saying, it's not going to be any music, and music is, I love, man, you know what I'm saying? We it saved our lives, man, so I'm trying to shake those crazy thoughts when I say my insane brain saying give up the rap and then go back to the gangbang thing, nigga, what's happening? So it's a chip on my shoulder with a lot of the shit that's happening within my music industry, you know what I'm saying? It kind of pisses you off, you know what I'm saying? People trying to put up force fields and shit, you know what I'm saying? And trying to keep you away from shit and make it rekindles that old off, beat your ass, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, I don't want to have to beat nobody's ass, man. I'm a nice guy, man, you know what I'm saying? And a lot of motherfuckers have been through a lot of shit back in the day are gentlemen because we've seen death and respect life, you know what I mean? And the last thing I want to do is have my son see me that way and not like, damn, when I see that on the video, I'm like, damn, that's the old me. You know what I'm saying? I wonder what my son's thinking. You know what I'm saying? I told him I'd beat his ass if he ever, you know what I'm saying? He's such a good guy, man, such a good guy. I'm thankful that he's 19 and not a fucking idiot. And I just got to be careful with what I do, man, because – you know, you can invite ants to a picnic, and I'm ready for whatever comes my way, but I want nothing but happy as fuck, you know what I mean? I want nothing but happy as fuck, you know what I mean? And the guys around me are the same way, man, you know what I'm saying? So I'm trying to contain that insane that I have, and I have it. It's not an act. I really have it. And the things that my brain thinks, man, it's like, if I told you, you probably wouldn't want to hang out with me, you know what I mean? And I have to endure that shit by myself and keep my eyes right, you know what I mean, when I'm looking at people, you know what I mean? Keep my eyes right, try to keep them as pure as possible, and that's why we got to keep music playing so loud at the meet and greets, man, because that takes me away, and I'm dancing, and I'm not thinking about crazy shit, man, you know what I mean? And I think that's what a lot of creative people, man, you know, it's like, that's why we need things like American Horror Story, man, because it's so wonderful to me to see three guys that are creative bring their psycho out, and you want to see what they say in their verse, what they do. And all these things are compiled of things that we've seen in movies over the years or we've seen with our own eyes that other people have done, you know what I'm saying? And when I say I got stigmata markings, you know what I mean, that's, you know, that's, that's crazy. That shit we've learned over the years. You know what I mean? And it's like, it's, I think it's good that we at Strange Music have that platform to where we can use our imagination and crazy thoughts out, and not it be the other way around. Actually doing it. You know what I mean? It's fucking beautiful to see what Gadamer says. I'm still trying to fucking figure out what he mean when he say, "When a crimson cape that's red, scepter when my lipstick smudge." He's on some other shit, man. I'm like, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's so wonderful to hear what the psychos are thinking, and for Yubi, Ubiquitous, to be the one who spearheaded that song, him and Seven sitting down doing that beat without me and Gadamer knowing nothing about it, and we get the song with Yubi's verse on it. Sounding like American Psycho, we were like, oh, shit, here we go. You know what I mean? It's Yubi's idea. It's my fucking sick ass idea to do the fucking chorus, and I sound like a fucking little kid on it. That's me on the chorus. I want skin for my death spread. I swear the sky just bled red. I buy with my med bread. I just beeped out what I bought with my med bread. I'll take them to my dead bed. I said that to UB. He said, "That's creepy, Jet." I said, "I know, motherfucker. We're doing this to get it out, okay?" You know what I mean? It's crazy. You know what I'm saying? But it's wonderful, you know what I'm saying, to have that platform of music to get all this shit out, man, what's inside of you, man, because if you don't, blow it on somebody else. I'm fucking right next to a psycho as we speak every night. Chris Calico, man, he has so many battles within his head. I try to calm him. I was going to be a psychiatrist before I was a rapper. You know, that's what I wanted to do when I was in high school. And I have to talk to him, dog. You know what I'm saying? It's like he's on the verge, my nigga. You know, he's a really good guy, man, really spiritual guy. And the problem with us spiritual guys is that we were brought up in the church and we know right from wrong, you know what I'm saying? And you know, the things in his head, man, he just wants to be, you know, he wants to be perfect in music, and he wants people to feel that, and, you know, like constant energy struggles, trying to get the world to know, and that's what we've been trying to do since we started Strange Music, and the whole world don't know about Tech N9ne and Chris Calico or Strange Music, period, because the Shazam numbers we get, you know what I'm saying, and this is a new thing I got introduced to when Fragile hit radio, Shazam numbers in towns where I sell out fucking shows like Denver, Shazam numbers, like, that means that people that are going to Shazam saying, who is Tech N9ne? I'm like, what? These numbers? You know, and it's an eye-opening that, you know, if you're not on TV or radio, you know what I'm saying, people really don't know who the fuck you are, dude, you know what I'm saying? And it's like constant energy struggles, trying to, I am around psychos every day, you know, that are on the verge, and we are that, but it makes for beautiful music. I don't want to scare anybody away, but you're my brother, so you're getting, like, real shit out of my heart and out of my head right now, is that, man, for Meet Me, they know that it's that guy on the CD. When we talk about songs like The Calling and shit, and I'm, like, really spewing about myself, about the problem I have with drinking, you know, man, it's so real, man. It's so real. I look at my belly every day, and I'm like, it's getting smaller because I'm doing this show, this crazy 1 hour and 45-minute show every day. It's getting smaller. But if I could just stop drinking, you know, I don't drink as much as I used to, but I'm still doing it. You know what I mean? It's kind of hard because we're celebrating great shows out here and celebrating love, man, you know what I'm saying, that we're getting from the fans while we're up there, you know what I mean, and all the smiles we're creating. It's hard to not have a drink afterwards, you know what I mean, and it's hard to not smoke the weed when they throw it up to you, and you don't really smoke weed, but it's like celebratory, like, fuck that, give me that lighter, motherfucker, let's go, this is a blessing. It's hard, so that's why songs like The Calling come forth, you know.
I want to ask you something about this album. You were saying the chip on your shoulder and it growing. And on Strangulation, I hear a lot of, like, sort of fuck the industry sentiment, you know, even though it's not, like, so explicit. It's definitely there. And it kind of, to me, it sort of changed from, like, at the beginning it was sort of this, like, sort of like underdog sort of thing, and it's like, you know, we're the little guys saying fuck this shit. Now it kind of seems like you guys are a little more dominating, and I guess my question, go ahead.
It's like it's growing pains, man, you know what I'm saying, growing pains. Like, we see what we do every night, yet we haven't on late night television. You know what I'm saying? We see what we do every night. We dominate. Yet, we haven't done it on an award show to show these youngsters how it should be done. Now, don't get me wrong. There's people that are on the award shows that can show people how it's supposed to be done. These are remarkable performers. You know what I'm saying? We ain't never did hip-hop honors. We ain't never did the Grammys. We ain't never did the American Music Awards. Yeah, I'm pretty raunchy, but I got stuff that, you know what I'm saying, that can really go. You know what I mean? I could do Fragile on that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, it's growing pains, man. And, you know, we start looking at how much we put into it and how much thought goes into the artwork and to the music and to the lyrics and everything and what we give to our fan. You know what I'm saying? And we see how easy it is, you know what I'm saying, for most motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying, not hating on the motherfuckers, like, just the people, just from the beginning, the people who dictate what's hot, you know, to be on the radio and be on video, man, you know what I'm saying, or, nah, that ain't our format, you know what I'm saying, and shit like that. I'm like, I'm tired of these motherfuckers, man, you know what I'm saying, because we are the truth. Ask the major motherfuckers who's doing it. Ask Jay-Z what he thinks about Tech N9ne. Ask Eminem what he thinks about Tech N9ne. Ask fucking Ludacris what the fuck he thinks about Tech N9ne, you know what I'm saying? Ask 2 Chainz what he thinks about Tech N9ne. Ask Waka Flocka what he thinks about Tech N9ne. Ask fucking Gucci Mane what he thinks about Tech N9ne. Ask Andre 3000 what the fuck he thinks about Tech N9ne. And watch what they say. Ask Busta Rhymes, what do you think about Tech N9ne, man? Ask Russell Simmons, what do you think about Tech N9ne? Ask Sean Puffy fucking Diddy Combs, what does he think about Tech N9ne? Ask Jimmy Iovine, what the fuck do you think about Tech N9ne? Watch what they say. All good thing. Ask Quincy Jones what he thinks about Tech N9ne. Ask Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis what he thinks about, what they think about Tech N9ne, nigga. You know what I'm saying? If Mike was here, you could ask Michael Jackson, what do you think about Tech N9ne? Ask Prince, what has he heard lately about Tech N9ne since Liv Warfield is in the picture? You know what I'm saying? Ask the motherfuckers what they think about Tech N9ne, man. And that's where the growing pains come in, because we know that we got what it takes to go global, man. And it's happening. It's happening. We've been pushing. We're going to keep pushing. And that's why we keep showing out on records, because new people are coming in every day. This motherfuckers that came in at the Carter Four are like, oh, yeah, I like this shit. I ain't mad. You know, it's motherfuckers that came in at KOD that think I'm just supposed to do dark shit. And when they hear light shit, like, what the fuck is wrong with that? He's soft now. It's because they came in at KOD in 09. They didn't come in at the Calm Before the Storm in the 90, in the early 90s and shit. You know what I'm saying? They didn't do that. You know what I mean? So I can't really be mad at motherfuckers when they say, oh, he's soft now, man. These motherfuckers ain't been with me since day one. But if motherfuckers paid attention to my pattern from the Calm Before the Storm all the way up to now, it's always been shit like Einstein. It's always been like when you have Einstein on Angelic, you know what I'm saying? The Calm Before the Storm, man, it had dark shit on it. It had party shit on it. It had rock influence shit on it. You know what I'm saying? It's always been Tech N9ne. You know what I'm saying? It's just I'm polished now. So when motherfuckers say I went soft, they're not really saying that I went soft, because they can't fucking prove it. You know what I'm saying? All they can say is that what I like from Tech N9ne, the style that he does, me being three-dimensional, that's what fucks it up, because I do everything. And it's some things, some dimensions people don't want to go into. And I'm not going to change that just to appease those people in that one dimension. I'm going to do what I've been doing since I started, and I do it harder than ever. Yes, Angelic is a wonderful fucking album, but if you're trying to compare skill to, from then to now, you got me fucked up. If you say I was better back then, motherfucker, you got me fucked up. Yeah, you can love Einstein. Yeah, you can love Psycho Bitch. Yeah, you can love all that shit that was on there. You know what I mean? I can't even think right now, but it's a lot of shit that's on there. This Ring and all that kind of shit. But if you telling me that I didn't have that kind of shit on Ever Ready and all these motherfucking albums and Strange Elation, you a fucking deaf, dumb, blind motherfucker. You know what I mean? So all this is growing pains. Like, we know that we have something special, and we want the world to know it. When there's motherfuckers in Zambia saying, you're a god out here, please get out here, we have yet to get there. When there's people in Japan saying, you're a god out here, you have to get out here. You know what I'm saying? You got soldiers in Afghanistan and everywhere, you know what I'm saying, flying our flags, you know what I'm saying? Strange music is spreading, yes. But there's a lot of places we ain't gone, man. You know what I'm saying? Me, Chris, Stevie Stone, fucking Mayday, goddamn Brother Lynch Hung, Ritz, and everybody on this motherfucking label, man. Seth Crew, all of us, you know, growing pains, man. Constant energy struggles, trying to push to the rest of the world, man, because this ain't just no flash in the pan bullshit. This is our hearts and our lives, and this, and to be able to do it for people every night and have sold-out shows is a fucking blessing. But it's arena time, motherfucking. It's arena time. It's arena time. That's what I'm talking about.
Do you think you get, you know, cock-blocked in certain ways because maybe you'll raise the bar too high once you're in certain in certain settings.
If motherfuckers, if we catch all the way on to the whole world and motherfuckers got to start doing what we do, it's going to be impossible. So, no, it's other motherfuckers that set the bar high, like Eminem, you know what I'm saying? It's some rappers that set the bar high all the time. But if we talk about everything we do, like lyrically, musically, artwork, everything, merchandise, everything, if everybody got to start doing that, everybody ain't going to make it. So, you know, because don't nobody do what we do on that stage. Everybody knows it. Don't nobody do what we do. If everybody got to do fucking Michael Jackson, and hardcore niggas ain't trying to do Michael Jackson on the stage. Hardcore motherfuckers ain't singing about their dick on stage and doing the Temptation moves and shit. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers ain't painting their face like that unless, you know what I'm saying, it's the Juggalo family or whatever. You know what I'm saying? If everybody got to start looking and being like Tech N9ne, oh, man, it's a problem, my nigga. Like, everybody ain't going to do that shit. No, it's money out here for all of us. It's a place out here for all of us. You don't have to do what I do. Just do what you do. So if I am getting cock-blocked because I might raise the bar, that's some pussy shit. But it ain't nothing they can do because the people will speak. And the people always speak. And that's why Fragile is headed toward top 10 now on the radio all over.
Yeah, man. It's pretty crazy. Pretty crazy to think about. Because it really is a people and fan-fueled movement. You know, there was no fluff put into this effort to get Fragile on the radio and stuff. That's the Shazam numbers, that's all the people. You know, that song doesn't say anything else on the radio. I want to rein it back into the album a little bit, and then we're going to take in some callers. But just to, really quick, you know, most of the album was produced by Seven, and you even gave a special shout-out in the album notes. Can you just describe to us real quick your trust in him and how that has grown over the years?
Man, I am so blessed to have a producer of that magnitude. It's hard to please me when it comes to beats. Hard. Motherfucker, give me 40 beats and I probably won't choose one, some people. You know what I mean? Motherfuckers give me 80 beats and I'm like, eh. It was a time where Seven was giving me shit like around KOD that didn't work. And Matic Lee had a lot more darker tracks on that song, on that album. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was like a time. But then it just started happening, man. It's like, I don't know, man. It's like everything he plays me, I'm like, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? Like, and they all sound different, man. I'm such, I mean, the 7 and 9, man, we just something, man. You know what I mean? That's why the Strangulation Cypher beat meant so much to me, because I rapped on the 7 beat back then during the 50 MCs. Back then when DJ Fresh put it out, that was the beat. You know what I'm saying? The dun dun dun, dun dun dun. You know what I'm saying? I didn't even know 7 when DJ Fresh said, here's the song we want you on for my compilation. It's called Ready for the Meat Wagon. You're going to do it with the Reaper, Ray D, and some other niggas. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, oh, my shit. I get to rap with my nigga, the Reaper. I used to be with the Reaper back in the day, the Pure those days. We were in a group together, and I hadn't seen him in so long. I'm like, fucking Ray D, the Reaper, man, this nigga's dark as fuck. He's the shit, you know? And it's on that grim-ass beat, and I know he came up with the chorus. Get ready for the meat wagon. That's fucking Reaper, you know what I'm saying? It's crazy. So all these years, you know, that was a song I rapped on. It was my first 7 beat ever. I'm like, who did the beat? Like this white boy from Wichita named 7. I never heard. I'm like, oh, okay. It's a cool beat. Okay, I'll rap over it with the Reaper. It's cool. And after me and 7 actually landed something on my album, Ever Ready, which was Come Gangster, fucking milestone, because that song is just a stamp. Like, fuck, this is what we do. You know what I'm saying? This is everything. This is Tech N9ne and everything we do in one song, just like this ring, you know? And ever since then, man, you know, it would be like, you know, he'd give me some every once in a while, you know what I'm saying? It was good. You know, I'm like, yeah, I'll use that one. And I had Young Fire, and then I had Matic Lee, and I had David Saunders, you know what I'm saying? I had him, and I had Coco and them down there in St. Louis. You know what I mean? I have so many people now, man. It's just like T-Pain took fucking Fire away, and then 7 just stepped up and just started giving me everything that I love. It's hard for anybody else to get in, man, because we're so in tune with each other, man. It's fucking, it's getting real brutal, man. He just sent me two beats in the last couple of weeks, man, you know what I'm saying, for special effects. And I'm like, fucking, I'm floored. You know what I'm saying? I'm floored. You know what
wow.
I mean? I'm like, oh, man. It's like, here we go again. Here we go again, pushing the line, nigga. Fuck it.
Damn.
Fuck it, fuck it, fuck it. We going. Again. After we just went hard as hell on Strangulation. And some of that special effects was seeping. You know, when I was doing the calling and fear and all that kind of shit, man, Travis Hill was asking me, you sure you want to do this for the collabos? I'm like, yes. This is, he said, this sounds like album shit. I'm like, it is. It is. I can't do anything less. You know what I mean? I won't slouch. I have to pick up where I left off, man. And we keep picking up where we left off. We know we got to set the bar high every time because new people are coming in, man. It's motherfuckers that were non-believers. Like, let me hear this shit, man. It's throwing in strange legs. I'm like, oh, okay. Oh, okay. Oh. Oh, these niggas actually rap. Oh, okay. They're getting it. You know what I'm saying? They're getting it. They, you know, they're starting to push away that bullshit, devil worshiper and shit, and they know that the face paint is personal, and you know what I'm saying, and they're starting to get it, man, you know, and I want everybody to get it, man, you know what I'm saying, and it's working. I'm just blessed to have seven, dog, you know what I mean, and I hope we can keep doing this until the end of time. You know, he's always buying new equipment and modules and shit to try to take this thing higher. We're going more live with our music now. You know, I'm starting to want to hear the analog sound on my next album. I ain't even told them that yet. I'm like, man, how can we do this? And I know we, you know, ordered this this SSL board duality, you know what I'm saying? And I hear it's supposed to have analog and digital. And, you know, I just want to talk to Ben and them and say, am I stupid? Or, you know, I just want to go back to that thick sound, man, and still crispy at the same time if we could. I don't know. It's just what it's telling me to do, live instruments and with fucking 808s and everything. You know what I'm saying? It's just, I just, we're going to fucking murder, man. We're going to keep murdering until everybody sees. And you're not going to please everybody, and that's my problem. I have a God complex. You know what I'm saying? I've had a God complex since I was born. My mom told me I was an angel sent down here to help lost souls, and that's what my job is, man. And she told me this when I was little. And now when I look at my life and I see what I'm doing to my fans, I'm helping my fans, man, you know, it touches me, man. You know what I mean? Thank God for Seven and these big ass fucking pulses that he gives me in beat form, in instrumental form, you know what I mean? It's insane.
Speaking, you just said, you know, new people are coming in, it's growing. I think you've signed 10,000 pre-order booklets or something crazy,
dude,
for this album.
Yeah,
what
dude.
Does that tell you? That's my last question about that is, you know, what does that tell you about what you're doing?
I told Travis when we did all sixes and sevens and I signed 7,000, I messed up my shoulder, my right shoulder. I'm like, I can't do this anymore, man. We're getting too popular, you know? And the next release we did like 3,500 or something like that. I'm like, okay, I can do that, you know? And this time, the pre-order was so immense, you know, that I ended up doing 10,000 of them, man. You know what I'm saying? I did 72 before I left Kansas City, before the tour left. They sent two more boxes of 900 down to Atlanta, and then they sent some more when I was out here in Indianapolis. And I'm like, wow, I think this equaled 10,000, you know what I'm saying? And that's, oh, man, I said I'd never do seven again, you know what I mean? I did that when I was at home, you know, 72, you know. It just tells me that it is growing. This is the fastest, this is the most we've ever gotten pre-orders on, this release, and it's not a solo release. This is including my solo release. This is the most that we've sold before the album come out, you know what I'm saying? And I was like, whoa. When we shot so many videos for this CD thus far, man, you know what I'm saying? It's like we need to shoot some more now. You know, people saying they want We Are Free. You know what I'm saying? It's like motherfuckers saying they want Red Rags. I'm like, ah, oh, please. You know, we're kindling the flame. We're going to put it to I don't want to put it to TV. You know what I'm saying? I'm a, you know, when I look at them Bompton shirts that YG and them guys. I love them. You know, I saw Suge with one on in an interview. I'm like, ah, I love that bumper shirt, but I ain't tripping. You know, you know. So maybe we'll leave that to them and let them go ahead and, you know, carry that torch. You know what I'm saying? Everybody know what hood we from, and it's all Jesus. You know what I'm saying? So maybe we'll hold off on Red Rags. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? But we shot a lot of videos thus far. You know what I'm saying? And, wonderful album, man. I can't believe how it's growing like that, man. And it's like, it's supposed to, though. It's supposed to. And you know, it's not, you know, it's never fast enough for the artists or the CEOs and shit like that. You know, we want it now. We want the world and we want it now. Like Jim Morrison said, we want the world and we want it now. You know what I'm saying? Like, we want the world and we want it now because we give so much. We want people to understand, you know what I'm saying? And I just got a offer to do this really big festival, man, from people I admire, and here we go.
Well, I guess
I've been trying to go, you know what I'm saying? It's like, uh-oh, they finally called me. Okay, we got to show out. You know what I mean? Another type of festival, though, you know what I'm saying? This ain't Rock the Bells. This ain't Pay Dues, which I love. You know what I'm saying? This is another genre called me. Like, ah, shit. Ah, shit.
Damn.
You know what I mean? It's gonna be on, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, ooh. If I infect these fans, ah, shit. I'm going to infect them because they my fans, too.
Yeah,
Here we go. When I say arena time, this motherfucking place is outside, my nigga, and it's going to be fucking slammed with people. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know, because it's an annual thing, and they called me. Uh-oh.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
We'll be staying tuned. I'm really really anxious to find out what that is, but we'll keep it under
wraps. Wait till you find out what it is, man. You're going to cry, dude, because I almost did.
Damn. Okay.
My fans are going to cry because they know how I love these people. You know what I'm saying? When I say these people, I mean this band. I'm saying too much right now.
Okay. You know what I'm saying? All right. Let's get to a few of the fans out there who've been on the line. And if you're listening out there, call 347-994-3066. Press 1. We'll screen your call. Our first caller is from Texas, Joseph from Texas. You're on the line with Tech 9. What's your question?
Hi, Tech 9. My question is pretty much, how did you develop your flow? Like, some artists have talked about how they've taken a little from the artists that they've been influenced by and have let that pretty much influence their flow. So pretty much my question is, how did you form your flow?
Being in the Midwest, we got it from every direction. So when I heard Slick Rick on Lick the Balls, like, don't worry about a thing, just make sure nobody sees us. We're rich, we can have whatever we please. I love that. I love that toasting style. So I just start doubling and tripling. And me being from the Midwest, you know, we get it from the East, we get it from the West, we get it from the South, we get it from everywhere. So I just turned into this clusterfuck of music and rock and everything, man. And it started with me wanting to be Ice Cube. You know what I'm saying? I wanted to be Ice Cube. I was always listening to Slick Rick. I was listening to Public Enemy. So that power music like Einstein and Straight Out the Gate, that's powered by power music, you know what I'm saying, from back then, man. So everybody I just seen, everybody I just said, N.W.A. and everybody are the motherfuckers that I studied. And me being from the Midwest, getting it from every direction helped as well, helped me find my voice. And watching movies and hearing characters like Smeagol and shit, and I'm on a pilgrimage to find Mecca, and if swine's ever find the, you know, just shit is happening from every direction. You can take and you can build from everything you've learned, man. And that, I'm a sponge, and I have this original thing about me that I wanted to sound unlike anybody, any other rapper. You know what I mean? So I have my own voice, and thank God for it, man. I hope I answered your question.
Yeah, you did, man. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Joseph. Let's. That was a great question. Let's get to Gary from Detroit, Michigan. You're on the line with Tech 9.
Hello?
Yeah, what up?
Hey, what's up, Tech Nine? I'm a really big fan of yours. I know you probably hear it all the time. Oh, I'm your number one fan, this and that. No, I know I haven't heard every song you made, but ever since I was 13 and I was introduced to your music, I'm 25 now, and your music is the shit. It fucking keeps I'm sorry, excuse my language. I don't know I'm on the radio. I'm sorry.
You can play the fucking shit on Strange Music, man.
Like I said, your shit keeps me fucking going. When I was fighting my battle through cancer, your shit was all I listened to, man. It kept my head right. It kept me from going crazy. And I'm telling you, your music is the shit out here. People love your music. I've slapped your music before. I've been to so many of your concerts. I've been so damn close to you. I've slapped your hand. I've watched you slap my friend's hand. You didn't pour terrible glue all over me when I was at the concert and shit. It was the motherfucking shit, man. I love you, dog. I love you.
Thank you, man. You're a motherfucking artist.
You're one of the best artists out there. Half them motherfuckers don't even know what it's like to be an artist. They're just rapping about some bullshit about codeine and Vicodin and weed and all this dumb shit. No, do something real with your life and rap about what the fuck you really about. If you're a gangster, be gangster. If you're a bitch, call yourself a bitch on the radio. That's about it. You know?
No doubt. Be real about it. Yeah, man. I feel that. Thank you, brother.
And like I said, today I just found out that I had beaten cancer. So it's like a blessing to me that I just found out that I had beat my cancer. And I finally got to talk to my famous Tech Nine. That's what's up,
baby.
Thank
you, brother. Love, man. I'm glad you're still here, man. I'm glad you beat it, man. It's a divine thing that happened. Much love to you, man. I hope to see you at another show, bro.
Definitely. Next show you'll be at, man. I'll be here, man. I missed the one in May when you was here in Detroit because, like I said, I was just, you know, a little under the weather, man. But next time you come here, I'm going to be there.
It's all Jesus, man. Let's go, man.
All right. You have yourself a God bless day.
You do the same, bro.
All right, Tech. Later.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah, much love to Gary, man. Congratulations on that. That's a beautiful thing, dude. You know, that's a cool thing about, like working here and supporting this movement is seeing all those fan letters and, you know, people who are going through whatever. They love your music. And it's definitely awesome to push something like that, help that. Let's get to Shivan from Chicago. You're on the line with Tech Nine.
Yo, what up, Tech?
What up, man?
Shit, just chilling. I actually had a question. For special effects coming out in January, are you going to have any features locked yet? You got anybody in mind?
Yeah, man, I got a lot of people in mind. I probably won't do a lot of people like I have in mind, but we talked to a couple of people outside of the hip-hop genre thus far, and just trying to figure out where I'm going to go, man. And I'm gonna make it crazier, man. I'm gonna make it crazier than something else. You know, the features were crazy on something else, man. Like, it was me and Surge. It was me and Payne. It was me and Kendrick and me and B.O.B. and fucking Wiz Khalifa. It was, you know, it's like I did that. Now I'm about to take it somewhere else, man. I'm like total artistry, man. You know what I'm saying? So I can't really say any names, but we've been talking to a couple of people, man, that could be massive, massive things, man. You know what I mean? Massive pieces of work. You know what I mean? And that's what I want to do. I want to do shit that lasts forever, man, and say, I fulfilled my dream to do music with musicians that really love music just like I do. And that's why we're going to try to go on special effects, man.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. And you killed it in Chicago. Couple weeks or like a week and a half ago and everything.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I saw you up at VIP, man.
That was popping, man. That was really popping.
I'm that dude up in VIP with all that merch I was talking about.
What's up, bro?
What's up, bro?
It's all good.
Yeah,
man. Much love
me,
to you, man.
Yeah, it's my first time calling in a podcast because I'm always at work and shit. But yeah.
Yeah, man. Yeah, thank you so much for the love, bro. All
right, man. But take it easy, homie.
I will, man.
All right, for sure.
All right. Much love to Shivan. If you're out there listening in, we're just going to ask a few more questions and then take some more callers. But if you're listening online, call 347-994-3066. Now, I was going to go into a few songs on the album, but since we're running out of time, I just kind of want to go into one that I feel is like kind of a statement song, and or like almost like a mission statement for the whole record, and that's the song Over It. And like when asking Cess Crew about, you know, their favorite things about this album, they said Yubi was like, you know, takes a lot of stances on this record. He kind of states where he stands on certain things. I think this is very apparent on Over It. And to me, can you just tell me what this song is about to you?
It's about everything, man. It's about pussy ass artists, you know what I'm saying, that let me see, how can I say this without putting nobody on blast, man? It's like pussy ass artists that we've dealt with or done said something sideways, you know what I'm saying, straight over all that bullshit, over a lot of shit that's being played, you know what I'm saying, like on radio, you know what I mean, and not more shit like our shit, you know what I mean, like real emotion, you know what I mean, not saying that nobody on the radio has it, but it's overran with a lot of bullshit, you know what I'm saying, and we listen to bullshit too because we love music, you know what I mean, but when, you know, the real shit ain't being played, you know what I'm saying, like sometimes you get fed up, you're like, I'm over this bullshit, you know what I'm saying, I'm going to push this motherfucking music to the fullest, you know what I mean, until motherfuckers hear me. So that's pretty much what it's talking about, man, without saying no names, you know what I'm saying? If I was evil, I really would sway, you know what I'm saying? I'm talking to Sway, like, I really would, man, you know what I'm saying? Because Sway wants me to be forthcoming and, you know, say what I feel and always pushes me to say whatever the fuck I want to, you know what I'm saying? But if I was evil, I really would say motherfuckers' name, but that ain't what I'm into. I ain't into blowing motherfuckers up no more, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get better with that, you know what I mean? Travis, like, stop fighting on these motherfuckers on Twitter tech. It looks small time. Stop it. And I'm like, I'm trying, Trav, man. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I don't mean that. That's this dude inside of me that's just so normal, I feel, that, you know, when a normal motherfucker say something to me, I'm ready to fight. You know what I'm saying? I have to try to get better, man. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I didn't say no names, you know what I mean? Because motherfuckers like that do bad things to you or say bad things about you don't deserve shine, you know what I'm saying? We're over the bullshit asses, you know what I'm saying? We're over them niggas. We're over them,
okay.
You know what I'm saying? The last album was everywhere, and I don't mean that in a good way.
What do you mean when the album was everywhere? I guess I'm not going to ask you who you were talking about because you just said that you're not going to talk about it. I don't want to insult you.
It's just when motherfuckers doing something and they don't really know what they want to do, and, you know, it's apparent, you know what I'm saying, because, you know, album was trying to go everywhere, you know what I mean, it's like having mastered the craft of going everywhere, you're just trying to find something that sticks, you know what I'm saying, and, you know, Dead Press said it better, you know what I'm saying, it said, if you're a lie, pencil file, wolf cry, agent with a Y, I'm going to know it when I play it, and it's just my opinion, you know what I mean, so I was just, you know, talking about that motherfucker. Sorry and shit.
Okay.
Motherfuckers be talking about, I'm talking about Kanye and Eminem, and I was like, wow, these motherfuckers are still reigning. Why would I be talking about them? They still fucking towering above everybody. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I ain't talking about them niggas, man. They doing their motherfucking thing. And I'm fans of both of them. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that answers a lot of, you know, speculation, actually, because I did see a lot of people think that you said Kanye. I saw someone even break it down in like four or five different levels, you know, and shit like that.
I wouldn't say nothing about that genius guy. I know motherfuckers don't like him because he's outspoken. I know that, but you can't deny his genius. You know what I mean? And I love his music. You know what I'm saying? Same with Eminem. You can't deny it. Look how long the Monster's been on the charts. You know what I'm saying? Just, you know, motherfuckers master their crafts. You know what I'm saying? I'm fans of both of them niggas. So I'm not speaking bad about any of them motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? The Eminem line I say in goddamn Strangulation is more funny than anything. You know what I'm saying? It's like,
And then
I get my opinion on why we haven't done anything, you know what I'm saying, as far as tours and everything. That's what I've gathered over the years. You know what I'm saying? So I just said some real shit in my mind. You know what I'm saying? And I have the God complex. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, they're not the only ones with the God complex. Eminem and Kanye, I am as well.
Okay.
And that might seep through. That might seep through in lyrics, you know. So.
I guess what we have time for, I want to ask about one more song. It's a personal favorite on the record is The Calling, and that one is clearly, you know, about you and drinking. Has that, like, picked up over the years in, like, the past 5 years or something?
What, picked up? Drinking?
Yes.
Yes, you know what I'm saying? And on this tour, I've been trying to calm down, you know what I'm saying, with, you know, drinking how I drink. You know, I drank 2 KCTs after the show last night, you know what I mean? And I was, like, really happy because of the show, you know what I mean? And a couple of drinks with Alien War, man, you know what I'm saying? Drummer for Jaron Benton, man. I invited him over. You know, he said, if you're drinking tonight, man, let me come holler at you. So, you know, we've been hollering about him playing drums for some of our shit, you know. And, like, I love what you do, brother. And we had a couple drinks, you know what I'm saying, as we talked about it. You know what I mean? And it's hard to not celebrate, you know what I'm saying, talent and, you know, just the fans, you know, giving a fuck, you know. And I do that sometimes, you know what I mean? And yeah, it's hard, man. You know, it's hard. You know what I'm saying? Because I drink socially, you know what I'm saying? But I socialize a lot, you know what I'm saying? So I'm getting a little better, you know what I mean? But not all the way right, you know? I'm still trapped inside of this psycho's body, man. You know what I'm saying? He wants to, it's like the older I get, the younger I'm getting, man. You know what I'm saying? Even younger motherfuckers around me seem older than me. You know, and I'm just like, I don't know, man. I don't know. It's hard, you know, and I recognize the problem. You know, I recognize it, and doing the song makes me aware, and I listen to the song all the time. I love it, nothing about it. I love what Tyler Lyon did to the chorus. You know, he's going through a similar thing. Physically, but not alcohol-wise, you know what I mean? It was like an operation or something that went bad, you know? And when I heard the chorus, I'm like, that's where I'm at right now. How the fuck did you know this? And I wrote that motherfucker, man. I feel that pain coming up inside. My people had the same drinking and then died. My dancer homegirl, Tracy, from a long time ago, Vicky and Tracy. Tracy was the skinny one, tall one. She danced with the Imperial Preps as well, you know, with Carlos and everybody. You know, liquor poisoning, man. She's so small that she was drinking one night and died of alcohol poisoning. You know what I'm saying? It's like, well, that's why I said my people have the same drinking and then die. Devil in my brain. I'm thinking within pride. I'm drinking for lunch. I'm drinking for dinner. I'm nothing but a lush when I'm pushing up in her, when I'm having sex. I seldom remember the 8th of November because I'd be going so hard I'm always on a bender on my birthday. You know what I'm saying? Like, I seldom remember what the fuck happened on my birthday because I'm fucked up, you know? It's a problem, but I've seen worse problems, you know, to where the body parts stopped fucking functioning right. You know, that hasn't happened to me, and I don't want it to, you know what I mean? So that song is to help me remember, you know what I mean, that I need to stay alive for my children. And that line, you know what I'm saying, if I keep it going, I'm going to need a coffin. That's hard to write. That's that guy, that's that normal dude inside of me writing. Like, nigga, yeah, you're abnormal brain, but it's going to fuck the rest of your body up. You know, it's like three-dimensional, man. It's there. That's that dude writing. That's that dude. Please help. I'm still trapped inside of the psycho's body. That's him writing from inside of me, man. This is fucking crazy. You know what I mean? Because this thing that I created, Tech Nine, man, you know what I'm saying? It's like massive, and it's growing, and it's not supposed to keep growing like this, you know, this late in life, but it is. And it's turning into a monster, and it's hard to not celebrate. And it's this dude inside of me that's really like, you know, he's raised in a Baptist church, you know what I'm saying? And it was in the choir and the Sunshine Band and shit like that. He's like, hold on, dude. You know, you're fucking us up. Please help him still trapped inside of the psycho's body, man, before he kills us. I'm trying my best, and I'm going to be okay.
That's good to hear, and I appreciate you. You know, that's a – I didn't mean to put you on the spot or anything, and which is why I asked you before we did this, because I think it's a very incredible record, and you don't really hear rappers – like, or just anyone really put it out there like that, you know? So yeah. I definitely admire what it took for you to make that song. And I think, I'm sure a lot of fans do too. Let's get to a few more of them, and then we got to wrap this up because I know you got to get ready for the meet and greet and whatnot.
Yeah, I do.
Actually, yeah, so we got a few minutes left. Let's take a few more callers. We got we got David Pastoris on the line.
Whoa.
What up?
Whoa, the great David Pastoris. Wow.
What's going on, man? What's up, dude?
So you see what I was talking about Make Waves? You see what I talked about when I said that's the one I wanted to send to you?
Dude, that song's so badass. Yeah, I wish, but it's killer either way, man.
Actually,
fucking awesome.
Actually, when Seven made it, he said, man, I can hear Pastoris all over it. But when we did it, he was like, man, they don't really need it. And I was like, well, okay. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
but
no, he's, yeah.
I'm talking about but. You know what I'm saying? Like, what?
Yeah. No, yeah.
Man,
a matter of fact,
it had you written all over it. So I'm not second guessing it anymore. When we hear and we hear David Pastoris, we going.
Nice. Yeah, dude, it's funny because that song right there, that the part that you just hummed, I started messing with that exact part when I heard it.
It's you, man. It's fucking right up your alley, bruh.
Yeah, I love it. The new album's great, man.
Thank you, bro. That's big coming from an artist like you, man. I appreciate you, man. I can't wait to get in that fucking Strangeland Studios with you, man. It's going to happen on Special Effects. You know that, right?
I'm just waiting, man. Just give me the call. I'll be there whenever.
I just got the Jocko track the other day.
Did you listen? What did you think? I haven't heard it yet.
Oh, yeah, man. It's going to work. It's going to work. I have some chicks singing on it. It's going to be wonderful, man. It's going to be wonderful.
I can't wait, man.
Yes, sir, man. I think overall it probably needs live drums all the way through it on top of the drums that's going on right now. That's what I think.
Mm-hmm. Cool, man.
Yeah.
All right, I just wanted to call, say what's up, and new album's killer, and I can't wait to, you know, whatever's coming.
The crazy thing about the Jocko track, man, it sounds like you on it, man. That's a big compliment, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Jocko's the man. It's go ahead.
I said, it fucking sounds like you're playing, man. You know what I'm saying? It sounds like you're playing. It's it sounds like you, brother.
Yeah, there's some definite influence there. Also, his new album just went. It was number 2 for the Jazz Billboard one they just put out. But some unreleased tracks of his, yeah. So that's pretty awesome. But yeah, man, I can't wait to do some art media, dude.
It was good, man. It was good. It was good meeting you out there, man. And we're going to keep it moving, bro.
Awesome, dude.
Thank you, brother.
I'll talk to you later.
All right.
Bye. All right. Thank you for calling in, David. Badass bassist. Incredible.
Yeah. He's sick, man.
We got Lisa, Dreaming Lucid. Lisa, you're on the line with Tech Nine.
Hi, Dreaming Lucid. What's up, baby girl?
What's up, Tech? I don't have a question. I was just calling to show some love. Translation is a shit.
Thank you. That's big coming from you, man. I know you're a real friend.
Definitely. And just to say that we really appreciate your sacrifice. And when you do podcasts like this, it means a lot because, I mean, nobody does it like Strange. And I think that's what makes me more of a fan is that y'all include y'all's fans with everything. But just wanted to show
man.
Some love. Can't wait to
Thank
see
you
now.
Thank you so much.
Somewhere in Texas.
Oh, man. It's going down, baby. I can't wait to see you again, man. Thank you so much, man. It means a lot that you love the album, man.
All right. Thank you for calling, Lucy. Let's get to just a few more, and then we got to let you go. Brian from Wisconsin, you're on the line with Tech Nine.
Hey, what's up, Tech?
What up, bro?
I guess I did have a question. Well, people keep talking about how hip-hop's getting a lot better than it was, like, a couple of years ago. Not as many that talk about it. But I was just wondering what your opinion is on that whole situation. Do you think it's in a lot better situation than it was and it's getting better?
You talking about hip-hop?
Yeah, like, in general.
I think it's open for anybody to come in, dude. You know what I'm saying? Whether you're talented or not. You know what I'm saying? And I think that's a good thing. You know, if you can make money, you know, doing something you love doing. You know what I'm saying? I think it's open for everybody and anybody, man. And whenever jobs are being created that way, there has to be a positive thing, right? No matter if it's your style or not. You know what I'm saying? You got to respect it, man. I think that it's a blessing to still be able to do it when streaming services are making it extremely hard, you know what I'm saying, to get real paper. You know what I'm saying? I think it's a blessing to still be able to do it and do physical product when people are just streaming and Spotify and shit like that, you know what I'm saying, and the artist getting pennies for it, you know what I mean? So
that makes it hard.
Yeah, man, it makes it hard, man, but the fact that we're still out here doing it and touring and shit and still selling out shows, that's a fucking blessing, man. But get in where you fit in, bro. You know what I mean? Hip-hop is open for everybody. Music is open for everybody, man. Come on in.
Right.
Come on, come off. I'm with it. Because we'll die without it.
That's right.
Yeah. And we have the right in, amongst people we love to make fun of shit we think is funny, too. And the shit that we think is funny is needed as well. You know what I mean? Shit.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you're giving Kanye support, though, and everybody keeps talking shit about him, because I think that new album was great. I'm just happy to see that you respect it, too.
Thank you, man. It's big. You never know what people are going to think, man. You know what I'm saying? It's like,
yeah.
And you just do what you feel and hope that it spreads, and it's spreading now.
Yeah. All right, well, thanks for the info. Nice talking to you, man.
Thank you, man. Much love to you.
All right. Thank you, Brian. We're going to get one more caller. Dylan from Detroit, you're on the line with Tech Nine. What's your question?
How's it going, Tech? How you doing, man?
I'm kicking it like a donkey, man. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
Like I'm happy to be breathing and shit. Happy as fuck, man.
Same here. And your music helps me do that a little bit better. I just wanted to call in, you know, give a little bit of love. You know, you said Tech Nine, this thing you created, wasn't supposed to get, you know, this big, but being somebody that works as hard as you do, I mean, you just look like the hardest working motherfucker in the industry, really. You know, I see you as the most intricate, you know, hardest working person out there. You know, I listen to all your stuff. You know, coming from Detroit, Eminem, you know, Eminem's obviously huge everywhere, but from Detroit, you know, people act like there's nobody else, you know. But, you know, I just wanted to show a little bit of love, and my question would
Thank
be,
you.
Where would you put yourself among the elite for right now? You know, if you could make a top five list of the best rappers around right now, where would you put yourself?
Right there with them, and all of them know it.
Yeah,
right there with them, dog. You know what I'm saying? It's just me getting on TV and doing it hasn't really happen, and you know, and the radio thing is just now starting to pop with Fragile, so we'll see how that goes with the next single and whatever, you know what I mean. But I'm coming, and everybody knows I have the skill to do everything that the elites are doing, because I am an elite as well.
And I was actually just listening to I watched the video in the studio for Unfair with you and Chris and Seth's crew. And I don't really admire anybody else like I admire you. I mean, you're hyping them, you know, right behind them. You know, you're the leader of the group, but yet you're, you know, in the back hyping them when it's their time to come. And I mean,
yeah.
I don't know. If I were to become, you know, I've been thinking a lot about rap and, you know, putting my feelings in the words and everything. And I think your music really inspires me to do that. So I just want to, you know, thank you very much. I appreciate everything. You know, you're the only dude out there that's going to go on a podcast, you know, and talk to his fans and see how everybody's feeling. So, yeah, I just want to say congrats on Strangulation.
Yeah.
You know, I picked that shit up already, had that on pre-order. So, you know, I just want
thank
to show
you,
my
bro.
Love and everything. Yeah, thank you very much.
I appreciate you, Dylan, man. Thank you so much for the love, man. It makes it worth it, man, you know what I'm saying, to pour my heart out. You know what I'm saying? Even when I'm talking about partying and kicking it and shit, or I'm just talking about lyrics or whatever, the people that appreciate that shit, the time I put into it, thank you so much, man.
Yeah, thank you very much. I know everybody feels the same way I do about it. So thanks for being the hardest working motherfucker out there, Tech, for real.
Thank you. I'm going to keep pushing, bro, until the whole world knows, man. Fuck it.
That's right. All right. You take it easy, Tech. Thanks a lot.
All we got to do is stay alive, man, to enjoy it, man. That's just hard enough to do, but all we got to do is stay alive and keep the demons away from us, you know.
Right. Yeah, definitely.
That's right.
I gotta go, you guys. It's time for me to get dressed for the injury too.
Anything you want to say before you get out of here, man?
Oh man, the pledge. You guys already know it. I live it. You know what I'm saying? I preach it every day on stage. You know what I mean? The pledge, man. Thank God for strange music. You know what I'm saying? But it's strange music, not the same music. This is strange music, not the same music. This is strange music, not the same music. We're going to bang for strange music all day.
All right. Thank you, Tech. You heard it, man. That's Tech 9. And make sure you go cop Tech 9 Collabo, Strangulation, either at Best Buy or on iTunes. Once again, the deluxe package at Best Buy comes with the Strangulation coin, valued at $75, so you might want to grab yourself a few copies before they run out. Also, if you're looking for tickets or VIP packages to the Independent Grind Tour 2014, go to strangevip.com and get those right away. We have an amazing lineup with Freddie Gibbs, Jaron Benton, and the Psych Ward Druggies. And we didn't even get to talk about set, but there's a lot of new shit in there. And, yeah, as always, an amazing show coming to a city near you.
Call Chris Calico. Tell him to talk about it.
Oh, sounds like we're – okay. Well, anyway, thank you for taking the time out to do this, man. And we'll let you go and get to your tour, man.
Love, Jeff. Much love to you, brother. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. All right, well, there you have it. That's Tech 9. Stay tuned for more podcasts from Strange Music, where we connect you with your favorite artists live on the air. Until next time, as always, keep it strange.
Strange Music.